Welcome to The Care Social, the podcast where we discuss the biggest topics in social care right now. Whether you're a care provider, a frontline worker, or just passionate about making a difference, we're here to bring you expert discussions, insights, and real stories from the sector. I'm Barry, Content Operations and Delivery Manager.
And I'm Lindsay, Head of Social Care Product Content. Today, we are talking about attracting and retaining staff in social care. Let's get started. Barry, we've always known, recruitment and retention in social care is a huge challenge. It has been for years. With the current workforce crisis, the need for solutions is probably more urgent than ever.
Absolutely. The demand for care and support is rising, yet attracting people into the sector, and more importantly, keeping them, is proving more and more difficult. Pay is part of it, but for me, it's so much more than just wages.
You're 100% right. The wages, of course, are important, but people need to see social care as valued and a professional career. And that means promoting the rewarding aspects of the job. Whilst not shying away from the challenging aspects of the job, the key is that it makes a real difference in people's lives, building relationships and developing specialist skills.
So the challenge for us in the sector then is, as it's been for the past few years, how do we encourage more people to enter social care?
I think we've just got to start with better awareness of social care as a career option. Schools, colleges, job centres should be showcasing social care as a meaningful career path, as a genuine option for people. There are great initiatives like Make Care Your Career, a campaign running from February to March in 2025 this year. And that highlights some real stories and some real progressions and routes in careers through the sector.
That's a great point, though, because many people don't realise the opportunities for career development in social care. Roles in specialist dementia care, complex needs, or even moving into leadership. Providers need to make that clear from the outset. Both of us, to be fair, started off at the lower levels and worked our way up.
Exactly that. And people often, like us, fall into care. You know, people find themselves in a care setting and they didn't necessarily plan to get there. But actually, getting people through the door is the first step. And so those journeys being advertised enables that awareness of the potential of a career in the sector. The real challenge, of course, then, once people get over the threshold into care, is keeping them. High turnover rates put pressure on services, and that also really affects the quality of care and support.
There's some really good guidance out there as well, though, isn't there? The Skills for Care produce some retention guidance, which is really invaluable. That emphasises strong induction, ongoing training, and making sure staff feel valued as part of their role.
Yes, I cannot overemphasise the importance of a well-structured induction. That onboarding process is so important for people, particularly when they take their first step into a care and support environment. The care certificate is really valuable in this space. This gives staff, particularly new staff, confidence from day one. But it can't stop there. Regular training, mentoring, professional development are all key to keeping people engaged.
And the buzzword at the minute, culture, plays a massive role, doesn't it? Staff need to feel supported, listened to, and part of a team. So providers who invest in staff well-being, whether through mental health support, flexible working, or even recognition programmes, see better retention rates, don't they?
Absolutely. Paying conditions, as we said, at the top of the conversation really matter, but feeling valued and respected is just as important, if not more important. And a simple thank you, as well as the opportunities for career growth, can make all the difference.
So then, if we want a strong, stable social care workforce, we need to do two things. Promote the sector as a meaningful career choice and create an environment where people want to stay. Yeah?
Absolutely. I could not have said it better, Barry. If we get this right, we're not just solving a workforce crisis. We're ensuring the best possible care for those who need it. That's it for this episode of The Care Social. Thanks for listening. If you found this discussion helpful, share it with your colleagues. You've got a topic that you'd like us to cover? Please comment below or email us at qcs@qcs.co.uk. Until next time, keep making a difference.